today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about daughters in the family, so be with us.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, 2nd of Zilqa'dah, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Quran time, so for today we choose verse 13 of chapter Luqman. We'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Luqman said to his son while he was instructing him, O my son, do not associate anything with Allah. Indeed, association with Him is great injustice.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Admonition is one of the means of inviting to the truth, and no one is needless of it. One of the names of the Quran is admonition. Some of the verses of the Quran announce that sometimes the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, told Gabriel to admonish him. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, also sometimes told some of his companions that they might admonish him, because there is such an effect in hearing that it does not exist in knowing. Next to the introducing Luqman and the rank of his knowledge and wisdom, in this noble verse, the Quran points to the first admonition of Luqman.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا
Okay, as I told you at the beginning of this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about daughters in the family. Daughters are a gift. Believe it. Now we'll look at this point that how Islam elevates the status of girls. Allah created human beings as men and women out of His wisdom and knowledge. And so out of His knowledge and wisdom again, Allah can give you a daughter only. He can give you a son only. And He can give you both, all of this is done in accordance with Allah's unrivaled wisdom and well-being. He bestows whatever He deems appropriate for someone. Daughters are a gift from Allah. Sons are also blessed by Allah. Both are equally important.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on daughter as a divine gift. In a very interesting interpretation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a daughter as a gift. In verse 49 of Surah Al-Shura, and human beings should be happy with this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is obvious that this is the best possible interpretation for a daughter, just as no such interpretation has been used for a son. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam also refers to daughters as the righteous deeds that remain. In 2006, the Supreme Council of the Cultural Revolution designated the birth of the noble lady of Islam, the lady of the Ahlul Bayt, Lady Fatima al-Ma'sum, salamu alayha, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon her, coinciding with the first of the Al-Qa'da as the national day of the daughter. And it was included in the official calendars of the country. Also, since 2012, the United Nations has designated March 8 as the International Day of the Girl. And this day is celebrated in various ways in many countries. This action was a cultural movement to remind people of the personality of Lady Fatima al-Ma'sumah, salamu alayha. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon her, and to promote the existential aspects of this daughter of the Ahlul Bayt among Muslim girls, so that the girls of this land could take her as a role model. The Day of the Daughter is an opportunity to honor the status of the daughter and to familiarize them with the proper way of life by making use of Iranian Islamic culture.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
A thing to teach our Muslim daughter, and that is hijab. We can teach her that your hijab is your shield against oppression. Contrary to what everyone says, the woman who is forced to dress in skimpy clothes is told that it is an achievement to be lusted by other men who admire her for nothing but her figure and style, and feels she's missing out if she doesn't look beautiful. Is the one who is oppressed. She's oppressed to believe that her worth lies in her outward beauty and unknowingly bullied to believe that this is the goal she needs to strive for. Grooming oneself and wanting to look pretty is part of being a woman, and a Muslim woman must not let herself go. Teach your daughter to look after herself. Take care of her diets and exercise and groom herself and look pretty, but do tell her to not give in to displaying herself to those who don't care for her. For the odd man on the street, the person behind the checkout counter, or the boy in her class. Explain to her that her hijab is her shield against this oppression. It will not only protect her from the ill intentions of others, but will grant her the power to reveal her inner beauty. When others cannot dedicate to you their terms of beauty, your inner beauty will shine and reveal to them the strength, courage, and intelligence of Muslim within.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny.
Do you know that what is the important phrases parents can use to empower their daughters? One of them is here. I love you no matter what. Take a break from. Be good today, or if you're good, you'll give you extra hugs tonight. Unconditional love is at the core of positive parenting and means that our love for our kids does not depend on the level of good behavior they have. Rooting our parenting in unconditional love is essential to building strong, confident girls. Trust that your daughter are good all the time, no matter what mistakes they make. Feeding this truth into our girls is a key motivating factor. Remove conditions and lean into unconditional love, even amidst imperfection and tough days or stages of life.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
The relationship between a father and a daughter is one of the most consequential relationships in the life of a girl. In the pre-Islamic era, a girl was valueless. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. The Quran tells us that when they were informed, when the Arabs, during the time of the Prophet, when they received the news that they were given a daughter, they have a daughter, a new baby, their faces would become blackened with anger. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ. Allah says, they are so embarrassed of having a daughter that they don't want to show up in public because they saw it as a curse. That boys bring honor to the family. A boy brings strength. A daughter, when she marries, she's a part of someone else's family. When you look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, you see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was speaking about the blessings of daughters at a time when people were burying female infants alive. It's easy to say this with your tongue, but do you know what it means to bury a baby alive? Can you imagine how ruthless these people were? And then you see Rasulullah saying,
"Al-banatu hunna al-mushfaqat." المجهزات المباركات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, girls, daughters, they are the compassionate ones. They are the ones whom Allah provides for. Don't worry about their sustenance. Allah will provide for them. والمباركات, they bring barakah into your life.
Do Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining with us till this part of the program. Today's special, where we talked about daughters in the family. And inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.